Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the fourth time, this is the hour of prophetic decree. It's a program that comes up between the 12 a.m. in the midnight to 1 a.m. I will bless the name of the Lord for his mighty power. Well, thank God for what he has been using this program to do in the life of people. And a lot of testimony we'll be receiving from far and near. We are trusting God that you are going to be the next one to share testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, this program is going to really work wonders in your life. And I'm trusting God that God is going to bless you tremendously with this program in the name of Jesus Christ. For those joining us for the first time, get a bottle of oil ready. Get a bottle of water ready. If you have a bottle of oil, bottle of water, they are very important. You can also get a mantle ready. I'm going to pray on these items and they are going to carry the power of Holy Ghost. And every yoke of darkness that this oil and this water and this mantle touches shall be broken to pieces immediately. The power of darkness shall be subdued. And every stranger living with you there, dark powers living with you there, foul spirit living with you there, shall disappear and be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 28th day of the month of July, year 2021. And God has been doing wonderful, great thing in our lives, and is going to do it in your life too. Wherever you are, just lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Worship him and adore him. Worship him and give him glory. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be thou exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Lambroko Zakaya Bumbraka Santaka. I speak to those who are joining us now that every power that has challenged your glory from manifesting, that power shall be arrested today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil hand resting upon your glory, the hands are withered in the name of Jesus Christ. Every decision taken against you in the coven, that decision shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Every voice of the wicked against your destiny, the voice shall be silenced in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every decision taken against your family in the coven, that decision shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to somebody here, hear me very well. The chapter of marital delay is hereby destroyed in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel every embargo on your marital breakthrough. Let the embargo be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The chapter of poverty is wiped off in the name of Jesus Christ. The chapter of untimely death in your family line expire now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The chapter of constant sickness and disease expire now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every decree against your family line, may that evil decree be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, sickness shall not stay in your body again. From today, disease shall not enter into your body again. From today, the arrow of the enemy fired against you shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse every sickness in your body to dry up. In the name of Jesus Christ, I uproot every plantation of darkness in your life. I command the plantation to be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that is carrying the faces of those you know to oppress you in the dream, may the power be arrested. May the power be arrested. May the power be arrested. May the power be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. You spirit husband defiling the life of that sister, I bind you and I cast you off from that life. I beg you alive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every plan of the wicked to put you to shame, may the plan scatter. May the plan scatter. May the plan scatter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, there are prayers we are going to pray. And when we begin to pray this prayer, you will notice a lot of changes happening in your place. You will notice the power of God coming upon your life. You will notice that every sickness hiding in your body shall disappear. You will notice that the embargo placed upon your destiny shall be broken. Instantly, you will notice the power of God moving upon your life. Cry this prayer loud as I'm going to cry the prayer. Pray loud and clear. Say, powers assigned to put me to shame. There, in the name of Jesus, powers assigned to put me to shame. There, in the name of Jesus, powers assigned to put me to shame. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Every wickedness of the night assigned to oppress me. There, in the name of Jesus, every wickedness of the night assigned to oppress me. There, in the name of Jesus, every wickedness of the night assigned to oppress me. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any agent of darkness living with me, be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness living with me, be disgraced by fire, be disgraced by fire, be disgraced by fire in Jesus' name. Any agent of darkness tormenting me at night, there in the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness tormenting me at night, there in the name of Jesus. Any agent of darkness tormenting me at night, there in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, speak confusion into the camp of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, speak confusion into the camp of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, speak confusion into the camp of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, speak confusion now into the camp of the wicked in Jesus' name. Pray, say, blood of Jesus, set ablaze every covenant of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, set ablaze every covenant of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, set ablaze every covenant of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any covenant of witchcraft containing my picture, scatter in the name of Jesus. Any covenant of witchcraft containing my picture, scatter by fire, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Say, powers taking my name from shrine to shrine, taking my name from altar to altar, taking my name from mountain to mountain, to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, powers taking my name from shrine to shrine, taking my name from altar to altar, taking my name from mountain to mountain, to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, let the power die. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you are going to pray this one with anger. Say, every flying wickedness against my star, crash land by fire. In the name of Jesus, every flying wickedness against my star, crash land by fire. In the name of Jesus, every flying wickedness against my star, crash land by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. I was talking yesterday or day before yesterday on how the ground can vomit our portion. And I told you that there is, the ground is a living entity, and that ground can swallow and it can vomit. That ground can be, it can be sent on an errand. Something can be eating into the ground. The goodness and the earth of somebody can be programmed and buried in the ground. The testimony, the breakthrough of somebody can be programmed and be buried in the ground. A charm can be buried in the ground to work against somebody. Something can be buried in somebody's land and he will not be able to get to that land again. Something can be buried in somebody's land and he will hate going to that place. Something can be buried in somebody's land. Anytime you want to go there, you will be falling sick. Something can be buried in somebody's land. Anytime you try to go there, his head will be standing up straight because something can be buried there. Something can be buried in a location and to make that place stagnant against that fellow. Something can be buried in a location and the business will never prosper in that fellow. Something can be buried in a location and that business will be caged, the finances will be wasted. When something is working against you and you notice that it's working from the ground, You have to take a confrontation. You have to fight. You have to speak. The Bible says, oh, F, hear the word of the Lord. Till the ground can speak, the ground can hear you. That's what the Bible says. So you have to confront the ground with power. You have to speak and the earth will hear you. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that the Almighty God spoke, let there be light, and there was light. If God could speak the invisible thing to become visible, you can also speak the invisible thing to become visible, and it shall be so. The word of your mouth is strong. The word of your mouth is powerful. When you decree, it shall come to pass. Oh, the Bible says something very deep. It said there is an habitation called habitation of purity. In Psalm 74 verse 20, the Bible says, have respect unto a covenant. For there is a place called habitation of purity, habitation of wickedness. Le kosopia katakataka. And in that habitation is full of wickedness. No wonder the Bible says, why do they eat the rich? And the people imagine a vain thing. The king of the world said himself, and the ruler take counsel against God and his anointed. But the Lord shall laugh at them. That is Psalm 2 verse 1. I decree to the life of someone, any power that is bragging against your destiny shall be arrested, 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 shall be arrested. In the name of Jesus, every ordination of death over your life, in the name of Jesus Christ, any power that is putting your name in the register of untimely death, I command the power to there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I withdraw your name from the register of untimely death. I withdraw your name. I withdraw your name. I withdraw your name. I withdraw your name from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, let your name be withdrawn. Be withdrawn. Be withdrawn. In the name of Jesus Christ, makete perebo soto likayaba lepa kataka lepa kumriya pasente likaya. Every arrow of sudden death, go back to the center. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, makete kelebo shuto kaya, marekante kesele kaya, ramboskondo borobo sonto kaya. Any satanic prison cell containing your glory, I command the prison cell to catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, beloved, do you know that you can speak to the ground to vomit your portion? Do you know that you can speak to the ground to go against your enemy? Do you know that you can speak to the ground to begin to walk against the plans of the wicked? Do you know that you can speak to the ground to vomit what they have programmed or planted against you? Because the ground could listen, and the ground will always listen to the high command. You must not be tied down by the earth. You must not be tied down by the ground. It is time for you to pray, and pray aggressively. If you have not given your life to Jesus, quickly tell the Lord to have mercy. Quickly tell the Lord to save you, because we are going into aggressive prayer. We are going into aggressive prayers, and this one will be ending this topic before I start another topic tomorrow. But we have to pray these prayers, because I thank God for what God has been using this prayer to do. Beloved, I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray along with me. Say this prayer loud and clear. Say anything buried into the ground to walk against my health, be exhumed by fire and be destroyed. Anything buried into the ground to walk against my health, be exhumed by fire and be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, anything buried into the ground to walk against my earth, be exhumed by fire and be destroyed. In Jesus' name, pray. Say any charm buried into the ground to swallow my glory, be exhumed by fire. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, any charm buried into the ground to swallow my glory, be exhumed by fire. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, any charm buried into the ground to swallow my glory, be exhumed by fire. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one very well. Say anything buried into the ground that has been planted into my body. There, in the name of Jesus, anything buried into the ground that has been planted to my body. There, 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 there. In Jesus' name we pray. Say dream oppression expire in the name of Jesus. Dream oppression expire in the name of Jesus. Dream oppression expire in the name of Jesus. Dream oppression expire in Jesus' name. We pray. Get a bottle of oil down ready, or the oil, the bottle of water, or mantle. Heavenly Father, I thank you, because you are God that never fails. You are the Almighty. You are God that works wonders.
The hems of the garment of Jesus perform wonders. La kese ketele mo prokuta. The apron of Paul perform wonders. Le katu piakada. The rod of Moses perform wonders. Le kepado kodia. The mantle of Elijah perform wonders. Eko prakos kaya balaba. Lenkos kepaloka. I pray that this oil, in the name of Jesus, begin to perform wonders. Begin to perform wonders. Let the wonder power of God go into the oil, go into the water, go into the mantle, go into the oil, go into the water, go into the mantle. In the name of Jesus, the wonder power of God, enter into this water, enter into this mantle, enter into this oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, the yoke-breaking anointing, enter into the water, enter into the oil, enter into the mantle. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power in the blood of Jesus, enter into the water, enter into the oil, enter into the mantle. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the blood of Jesus multiply upon this oil, multiply upon this mantle, multiply upon this water in 7 billion fold. In the name of Jesus Christ, these items shall carry the power of Holy Ghost. This item shall become the item of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen to me very well. You will need to anoint your place where you live. If you have a place where you sell, go there and anoint the frontage of the place. When you anoint the place, you will say this single prayer. Say, every satanic energy working against me from this location, there! I'm going to repeat. Every satanic energy working against me from this location, there! In the name of Jesus, I'm going to repeat. Every satanic energy working against me from this location, there! There, there, and immediately you say that whatever they have buried in that location against you shall be neutralized. Whatever they have done in that location against your destiny shall be destroyed, and instantly they shall be released of the power of God in that place. And whatever they have caged in your life shall be released. Aha! Now take this oil now and drink a little, and you pray this prayer. Say, every internal disease, get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, every internal disease, get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, every internal disease, get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, every internal disease, get out of my life. In Jesus' name, you pray. Anoint your chest, and you pray this prayer very well. Every sickness and infirmity growing in my body, in the name of Jesus, every sickness and infirmity growing in my body, there, in the name of Jesus, every sickness and infirmity growing in my body, there, in the name of Jesus, every sickness and infirmity growing in my body, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head now. You will shout loud and clear. Say, any curse working against my destiny, break, in the name of Jesus. Any curse working against my destiny, break, in the name of Jesus. Any curse working against my destiny, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. There are some people here listening to me now that may need to pray that prayer again very well. Any curse working against my destiny, break. You need to pray very well, because somebody has pronounced a curse over you, and that curse has limited you. When you pray very well, it shall be broken. If you are here, you know you have done something very, very terrible that qualified you to be under a curse, and you have not confessed that thing. You may private chat me so that we pray together, and we tell you how to go about it. Somebody will pray this next prayer with power, with your hand on your head. Say, every blood crying against my destiny, shut up. There, in the name of Jesus, every blood crying against my destiny, shut up. There, in the name of Jesus, every blood crying against my destiny, shut up. There, in Jesus' name, you pray. Anoint your stomach area now, and you pray this prayer very well. Every yoke of darkness in my body, there, in the name of Jesus, every yoke of darkness in my body, there, in the name of Jesus, every yoke of darkness in my body, there, in the name of Jesus, every yoke of darkness in my body, there, in the name of Jesus, every yoke of darkness in my body, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands and pray. See, every cause of poverty attacking the glory of my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of poverty attacking the glory of my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of poverty attacking the glory of my hands, break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your legs. Say, every cause of stagnancy attacking my legs, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of stagnancy attacking my legs, break, break, break in Jesus' name. We pray. I speak to this life-threatening disease. Get out of that body. Get out of that body. Get out of that body. In the name of Jesus Christ, you prostate disease, disappear from that body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to every form of blood attack. Aha. Be released and be healed up today in the name of Jesus Christ. You blood attack, disappear there in the name of Jesus Christ. Masika, you ulcer in that body, I command you to get out of that place and go back to the center. Every cancer operating in that body, get out and go back to the center. Anyone tied down on a wheelchair, I command you to rise up and begin to walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ. Leso kata kataba. Thank you, Father. Every document that is tied down by the evil power of your father's house, may the document be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. In the name of Jesus Christ. The shrine that has tied down all male children in that family, let the shrine right now be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the embargo of that shrine over these children be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, every covenant with the waters that is affecting the marital settlement of ladies in that family, may the covenant be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken by the blood of Jesus, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Jesus Christ has become a curse for us. For curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. Aha! According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, he has redeemed us from the curse of the Lord. He has been made a curse for us. Therefore, every curse, every covenant that is reducing your speed, that is tying you down, that is making it impossible for you to manifest, let the curse and the covenant be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. There's somebody being released there. I say, command you be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Every covenant, hidden covenant between you and the marine power, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The idol that your great-grandfather worshipped that is now battling with your destiny, I bury the idol in the name of Jesus Christ. Le so copia compra cotele copia ripa in tatakaya le pacosa talabaraba. I command your glory to appear, 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 appear in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Yet now, something is going on there. There shall be marital settlement. Yes, the yoke of marital delay has been broken. Yes. There shall be conception. Yes, the yoke of barrenness has been broken. Yes, there shall be testimony of come and see. That sister, get ready. God is going to bless you with twins. Yes, after 18 years, God is going to launch his power into your life. There's another sister there. God is going to break the yoke of mockery in your life. Every embargo that is limiting you shall be broken. Power that is attacking your glory shall be arrested. Poverty in your family line shall disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I cover everybody with the blood of Jesus Christ. As you are connected to me online, the Almighty God shall promote your destiny. God shall favor you. The Lord shall send helper to you. What is that you are waiting for? I command you to receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. What is that testimony you are expecting? I command you to receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yakata parabos kunde buruku fim piakadakadekai. Thank you, parabos suntulikayaba. Thank you, Father. Lekuntusikadaba. Bring out your prayer request now. If you have not written it, you can write your prayer request for me to pray on it. And you can also replay this voice audio and let the prayer go on that request. Father, I present this request before you. from number one to the end, according to your will, let there be answer to this request. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the heaven shall endorse this request. I pray that this request shall be taken to the table of the Almighty, and there shall be endorsement. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be testimony. Heaven will open over this request, and every embargo of darkness upon this request shall be broken. There shall be manifestation of the power of God on this request, and people shall have testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's join together and pray for this country, Nigeria, that the power of God will take over this country. Maliki pumbra moshi dikayaba. Lasa kata kata prokote pio eleskum papariyama kanda para eliendo kukrobotele boshunto kakata kanda paraka ezika pa onra maskunde kele prokote le voshiri kaya. Lord, we pray for Nigeria. Let the power of the Holy Ghost appear in this country. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let your finger operate in this country. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any agent of darkness that want to destroy the glory of this country shall be arrested, shall be arrested, shall be arrested. The power of God shall take over this country in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Aha, there's something going on there. Yes, the evil cat crying against that sister has been roasted by fire. The altar erected against you by your wicked neighbor, that altar has caught fire. Yes, every shrine that is militating against your next level has been buried. The power that is making it impossible for you to have breakthrough, that power has been buried. You, that very arrow of seeing it, not getting it, I command the arrow to get out of your body and go back to the sender. Every failure at the edge of miracle, I bind you and I destroy you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha, it is well with you. May the mercy of God continue with you. May the mercy of God continue over your family in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get across to us, send information to the WhatsApp number that I'm going to give to you now, 0802-336-9298. If you send the information there, if I have not read it, resend it again. I'm going to read it. If you send information after 2 days, if I have not read it, resend it again. I will definitely read it, and I will answer you by promptly. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will favor you. The Lord will lift you high. The Lord will catapult you to the next level. The Lord will make you a pillar of testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. God bless you in Jesus' name. Carry the flag of blessing forever. In Jesus' name we pray.